I've been thinking of all the things there are to do up here in Chicago.
Oh, have you?
Johnny took me walking on the Stroll.
Did he now?
And I saw the nicest clothes, feathered hats and high-heeled shoes. And he showed me the nightclubs where all the best people go and said that he would take me out
if
tonight.
If you plan on staying here, you better know the score. No trace of sin will get let in through that front door. If it isn't in the Bible, then it is not in this house.
Where I come from, it's not really a sin.
It isn't in the Bible, then it is not in this house.
But I was just saying that
the Bible is the word of God, the church his home divine. If rules work for my father's house, they're good enough for mine. If it isn't in the Bible, then it is not in this house.
Not in this house.
If it isn't in the Bible, then it is not in this house.
Not in this house.
The Lord condemns the idle man, rebukes the lazy slob, and the Bible will support my words. Just read the book of Job.
That's Job.
Well, Job had a job. You will find an occupation, or you won't stay in this house.
Not in this house, not in this house.
I've been thinking that up here in Chicago, I could find
a Christian job.
No, I was hoping to do something exciting, something like
a Christian job.
You will not find the word exciting in the Bible, and the Bible rules, is that clear?
You will not find the word Chicago in the Bible, but it's here. Chicago's here.
Submit yourself unto your elders, Peter told the young. And if you can't submit yourself, then learn to bite your tongue. If my pastor don't preach it, if my Sunday school don't teach it, if it's something that ain't holy, do I need to say it slowly? If you can't find it in Genesis,
that's right.
If you can't find it in Deuteronomy, uh-huh. If you can't find it in Matthew, Mark,
well,
or Luke,
well.
If you can't find it in the book of Revelation,
oh,
if my love, if my love, if my love didn't say it, then it is not in this house.
Not in this house, not in this house.
You'll sleep here on the sofa. The second room's mine and Walter's. The third is Arthur's.
Where is Arthur? Johnny wrote us how big he's grown.
Another one of my rules. Don't go talking up your brother Johnny to my son. Arthur's going to amount to something, and I don't want him thinking that Johnny's anything to look up to.
Ma'am, I have one rule of my own.
You have a rule in my house?
Respect is due to everyone, and that includes the young. Don't disrespect my brother John. You'll learn to bite your tongue. So keep quiet if you can't agree, or I won't stay in this house.
You do know where the door is.
And then Walter's going to know that I'm not welcome in his house.
Not in his house, not in his house.
His baby sister. of his eye, the one he used to cradle on his knee and wipe her childish tears. You want that man to know I don't feel welcome in his house.
Lord, with all these bitten tongues, it's gonna be one quiet.